Welcome back to Funtown, everybody. It is Tuesday for us. It's Wednesday for you. Everybody's here and everybody's in a good mood. I think we're all in a good mood. It looks like it so far. Yeah. Jess, are you in a good mood? You're here?
Yeah. Feel great.
Yeah. We have no reason to be in a good mood either. So this is really cool. Jeff, how you feeling, buddy? You're looking good.
I'm fantastic.
I like your shirt.
Feeling like a champion.
What does your shirt say?
Nativity Devils.
People should be buying that everywhere. That should be on the internet.
So right now, I think the religious groups need to tout more stuff like that. That's people having fun.
Exactly.
It is. You know what I mean? You went to a religious school, a Catholic school, Nativity, and your mascot was the Devils. I mean, that's just having a good sense of humor about things.
Until seventh grade. From like 1960 till my seventh grade year, we were the Devils.
And then somebody said, wait a minute.
And then somebody's like, you know what? I don't know if that's like the best representation of
it's Catholic hilarious. School.
It is.
Well, and look, I mean, this was the mascot. You can see it. The people, you guys can see it.
And it's an
adorable little devil.
It is.
We're like little devils.
Like it looks like Elmer Fudd as like the devil or something. Like when.
It is. It's a harmless devil.
He's adorable. What an adorable devil.
Now, I'm not familiar with Catholicism, but is the devil Lucifer in your mind? Is it in a book?
It's in the book.
Yeah.
Well, but hang on, Todd. Okay. No. No, okay, Todd. Why don't you go ahead and Da Vinci Code this for me, since you're so knowledgeable on the good books, sir. Is Lucifer the devil?
Yes. In Mark 17, the devil...
Ah, fuck it. Todd was right. I don't even want to hear about that.
He goes down to Georgia. He's got a fiddle made of gold.
Okay. I think I've heard this.
That's the part before. I remember.
This is the only part of the Bible they play on the radio.
And Coolio, Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah. The devil, he came in a little cocky. He'd never been beat in a fiddle competition before. There's Johnny. No reason to believe he was going to lose. So he put it all on the line. Not really all on the line, really. It was a pretty bad deal for Johnny. I mean, he loses, he gives away his soul. If he wins, all he gets is a fiddle made of gold. I mean, that's not a good...
So, and he wins, right? I believe in the story, he wins. Todd, how did the devil play that fiddle?
He played the fiddle hard. Fiddle hard. Yeah.
Pretty good?
Yeah, and then a chorus of demons joined right in. And, and that's the only
that's
part.
That's big right now, the chorus is...
And it made an evil hiss. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, and it sounded something like this.
Puff Daddy got to do the VMAs a few times, just purely riding on the back of a chorus, for sure. That was big. Puffy knew what he was doing with a chorus.
Dude, I loved it.
I think his top notch was when he did some work on the Godzilla soundtrack, I believe he brought in a chorus for.
Did he really? I don't remember.
I believe so, but wow. I don't care about that enough to really.
Now, was this
let my brain go any deeper on it?
Was this the Matthew Broderick Godzilla or the most recent Godzilla?
No, you kidding me? What was Puffy doing during the recent Godzilla to even get on that? I bet he called him. I bet he was like, "Hey guys, I brought in a chorus for the first one." It's like, no, this is a reboot. This is the second one. You have no connection.
Yeah. We're going to do relevant artists.
We got Little Yachty.
Yeah,
we got Yachty. Kids, Little Uzi or Pump Gun or whatever that kid's name is.
Was Lil the Xanax song?
Or whatever, Lil Xan.
Was the P. Diddy song you're talking about in Godzilla, Come With Me?
I believe so.
Jimmy Page.
Yeah. Oh, he got Jimmy Page too. That might have actually been what sold that song. I'm sorry, I forgot about Jimmy Page. I want to backtrack on all my coursework bullshit. I just Jimmy Page was in that too.
Which Godzilla was Bryan Cranston in?
He was in the new one.
The most recent one, right?
Yeah.
All right. So here's what I'm gonna be honest with you. I turned it off because the whole thing, like every trailer I saw, every advertisement I saw, just toted the fact that fucking Bryan Cranston is starring in this, in the new Godzilla. Mm-hmm. And literally you turn it on right after opening credits. Boom. The first fucking thing that happens is just a close up of Ryan Cranston and Godzilla swallowing him whole. And he's out of the movie. And I'm like, what the fuck just happened? I thought he was in this. He was in there for like 30 seconds. He gets eaten in the very first scene.
That's got to be the second one. Cause he plays, he chews up scenery in that first one. Right.
Does he?
Jess, have you seen this?
I haven't.
I don't think he was in the Matthew Broderick one.
No, he wasn't. No. Okay, Puffy. Well, you need to understand that these are not a continuation.
He was in the 2014 one.
Yeah.
And I think there was a second Godzilla.
And he's in that for a while, right? He doesn't get eaten in that.
He gets eaten very quickly.
God, I hope we don't have some diehard. Been really wanting to check out this new Godzilla franchise fan base.
If anybody has Google up right now, Google how soon Bryan Cranston died in Godzilla, because it was alarming. And I remember being very pissed off. I was like, what the fuck? He's one of my favorite actors. Coming off, you know, he's coming off, he's hot, he's coming right off of Breaking Bad. Oh, let's say he stars in it. And they probably paid him $10 million just for, he's like, all right, but I want one line. I'm on hiatus.
Can you imagine if they did like a buddy cop movie with Bryan Cranston and Godzilla? That would work. Like a Turner and Hooch with Cranston and Godzilla.
What kind of car?
Godzilla's walking, right? Is he got to get in the car?
True. I guess he would be mainly walking.
Maybe it's an 18-wheeler and he's pulled in the trailer.
So Godzilla... Yeah. In 2014,
what if Cranston drove one of those Truckosaurus Rex things that ate cars? That'd be fun.
He was in the 2014 one?
He was in 2014. And then the latest one that just came out that has Millie Bobby Brown in it. Maybe that's the one you're talking about where he gets...
Millie B's in the second one?
There's so many.
I think she's pretty good. Godzilla. I think she's going to be a big deal.
She is. She's like 35 million followers on Instagram. I think she's doing okay.
Yeah. I miss the original Godzillas, but it's just a dude in a rubber suit. Those were awesome. But just miniature toy tanks and stuff. And then they'd put a firecracker in the tank and set it off when he would step on it. You know, it was awesome.
An act surprise.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what Godzilla movie I watched from beginning to end. It was like, oh my gosh. Was it Megazilla or Mecha Godzilla, something like that, where he's like a robot and fighting another robot Godzilla?
Was this an anime?
No, it was a.
That's Intergalactic by the Beastie Boys. That's the Intergalactic video, I think is what you're thinking of.
That's what it is.
It was Mecha Godzilla.
Yeah, Mecha Godzilla.
It was fun, but he's like a robot.
I think we saw some of the themes that the Police Academy movies did and what they said. So imagine that just with monsters.
Yeah.
Like they had to do some shtick.
And rainbow laser beams. Like, it was pretty cool. I'm so trippy.
It does. It sounds like it would do like flowers when instead of blood spurting out, it was just like flowers and shit. did you see eBay sold?
What?
What?
I'd forgotten eBay was a thing, to be honest. I didn't know it was still on the internet. I thought it was just done. And then some Norwegian group.
Trying to buy it?
No, it was like Norway or somebody. Somebody there bought it for $9 billion.
That's it?
There goes all our information.
$9 billion? Yeah. That's pretty good, right? It's a 25-year-old company. I don't know what it costs to start it.
I honestly thought it'd be worth more.
Mm. Yeah.
I thought it was dead. I didn't even know people still used it. And evidently it's turned into like more of a classified ad thing, which that's a hot market nowadays. I mean, a lot of advertisers waiting to get on those for sure.
Yeah.
Like Craigslist and all those are hot right
now. That's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping for weirdos who read eBay. That's what I want.
Hold on, everybody. I hate to back it up to the Godzilla talk, but I think Bryan Cranston... Of course, I'm going back in time here. It says Bryan Cranston fans will be disappointed with Godzilla. He's barely in the movie.
Boom. I know it happened after I started working for Pat. So I know it was after 2017.
Oh, never mind. So, okay. So he's talking about, that's weird. This article is 2014. Anyway, Someone else just tell us the answer. You're listening. Just you hey, Bill,
trust me. I made a big deal out of it. He dies very quickly in the movie, and it was bullshit.
I've never seen a Godzilla movie.
Never?
I don't any of the like King I'm Kongs. Missing. I don't know. I don't feel like I'm missing
none of
anything.
That.
I could really? Be wrong, but
the King Kong with Jack Black, I enjoyed. But when I was a kid, like King Kong was huge. That one yeah, came I mean, out with Jeff Bridges.
A big monkey.
Yeah.
I will say this. When you were a kid, Todd, he did used to be bigger because when he was on the side of that building, he took up a lot of the building. And now he's a very reasonable, like 25 foot tall gorilla.
Yeah, because they tried to make it more realistic. Like, well, if there really was a giant ape, he would probably only be like four times the size of a normal ape. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's way more believable. Yeah. Like, maybe if Bigfoot was just like a really tall dude that, you know, could move very quickly and had like a hair growth problem. Yeah.
I just see some nerd getting into a director's ass about how plausibly big a gorilla could be. And get fired. Oh,
for sure. And
going on to see that gorilla be exactly how big he said it would be. Because that's just nerd.
I feel like you would know this. Like, is there a difference between Yeti and Bigfoot?
I think regional.
Yeah, Yeti's like a Himalayan thing.
So they're not like even of the same species or anything.
They're probably cousins. One's probably white because it's like a snowy.
Uh-huh. So basically the same difference Bigfoot. Between us and Himalayan humans.
Or we a just polar live in, bear and a brown bear.
There you go. There you go. Okay. I get it.
Have you guys watched?
I'm based off of Harry and the Hendersons a little bit.
Oh my God. Can you imagine if they did Yetis for the second one? That would have been amazing.
They're going on a winter vacation trying to get away.
Harry and the Hendersons go to Nepal. I'd watch it. I Netflix did that right now. I would watch it.
I like it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he gets wrapped up in some human trafficking scheme of some sort. Yeah.
He shoots a gun. Pick up like something like an M4 or something just and be real comfortable with it, like the way John Wick handles a gun.
Uh-huh.
And then do a whole like I didn't want to have to do this again type line and then just go in and clean out a room.
There is a Sam Elliott movie out. I think it's on Prime, I think, and it's called The Man Who Killed Hitler and Bigfoot. And
big gets.
Two great big gets, dude. And I fucking like this movie. I mean, he's what, 90? And he is just kicking dudes' asses. He's running through the mountains chasing Bigfoot. It's the greatest thing I've ever seen.
Honestly, guys, talk about solid credits. When has anyone ever given you two just badass credits that concise to deliver? I've never got good credits from anybody.
I think his,
just say I killed Bigfoot and Hitler and they get out of the way before the applause kill you.
I think that means he has a really good agent because they were like pitching it at him. They're like, hey, what if we make this movie about when you were younger, you were in World War II and you killed Hitler and you're a secret agent. Now you're older and you're kind of dealing with the emotions of that. And his agent was like, if you throw in Bigfoot, we're in. Yeah. We're in. Yeah. Maybe also when he's older and he's dealing with the emotions of having killed Hitler as a young man, he also gets hired to go hunt down and kill Bigfoot.
Now, is Bigfoot super racist in this too?
He is, like I discussed earlier, it's like they tried to go more realistic. He's basically just a hairy man who runs really fast.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. He looks like
if we can get Jeff running a decent 40, he could have played this Bigfoot.
Easily.
Maybe fall in some mud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this. I've been watching the Viking shit lately. I could easily go play in any Viking.
You could
be an extra. I mean, not a star by any means. An extra, you know, in the background, you know, cooking.
That's all you need, dude.
Whatever.
Star.
Yeah.
I think you could, Jeff. I think you have that sort of perfect demeanor of someone who just never gets too excited and is happy to be surviving. You know what I mean?
You can make a comfortable living just as a Viking extra, and good enough to be able to live in one of those trailer communities in the hills of Hollywood, like where Skippy from Family Ties lives now, like some situation like that. Yeah,
I'd be down with that.
Yeah,
I think you'd be good at that. Jeff, let's get you auditioning for some stuff. If anybody out there knows how we can get Jeff some extra work on the next season of Vikings, please let us know.
Which I doubt he listens, but we have a comedian friend, or I do. I don't know if he's your guys' friend, but his name's Jeff Bodart. And Jeff Bodart gets a lot of acting work. And me and Jeff have been friends for like 10 years. And I called him one day and I go, hey, man, I noticed you're getting a lot of acting work. That seems to be paying pretty good. Like, he's doing some lottery commercials and shit like that. Uh-huh. And like some other stuff. And he goes, yeah, it's pretty awesome. I was like, so how'd you get those gigs? He goes, from my agent. And I was like,
ooh.
So who's your agent? He goes, this person. And I'm like, well, do they have like a name or an address or like something like that? He's like, yeah.
Oh,
they probably do. It was like
secret.
He did. I had the same thing happen when I inquired, which, by the way, when people ask me how to get a job at Bob and Tom, I do the exact same fucking thing to them. I'm like, right, hey, yeah. Well, you say, I don't know.
Well, speaking of someone who didn't know anybody and I wasn't a comedian, you just go to school and work really hard. And then you intern there, which you're no longer allowed to intern at radio stations. So I'm out. I don't know how you get a job there either.
Wait, you're not allowed to intern at radio stations anymore?
It becomes a liability because a lot of radio stations would have interns, usually the promotions interns, go work events and just not pay them. So it was free labor as opposed to giving them a task and then judging them, like, you know, grading them.
Teaching them and introducing them to
like,
the
skills
needed.
This is how we do blank. And this is why we do blank. But I did production, so I actually had to do stuff and then turn it in. And they said, cool, we'll put this on the air. Or, no, here's what you could have done better.
Well, that's cool.
Nice. Oscar, I actually have that agent's name and number in my phone, so I'll send it to you.
Controversial episode Jeff of this town.
I went there one time. I like the guy, he's here in Indianapolis, and his agency's here.
He's so close, and, Jeff.
I know, right?
And I went there one time, and I actually got it from Matt Holt, who was living
Holt's
with
got
me at
this
the time.
Thing too.
Yeah. They were both in a sci-fi. They were in a sci-fi movie.
Hey, real quick, Todd, who are there any other comics you know that have this guy?
That's all. Those are the only two I know, to be honest. So I think I got it maybe in lieu of rent or something one month.
So I don't know, lieu of rent.
And then I go there. And it was bizarre, right? Because you go there and there's like, they set you up for an orientation basically. And so you show up with these other people that are looking to sign up. And so you're at this big table and there's all types, right? There's young 16-year-olds and, you know, 23-year-olds. And then there's ladies that are like 70. And then there's me at the time, it was probably 43, 44. And, they go around and they talk to you and basically do this little interview, and then they do it one-on-one. And then afterward, that guy, he was like, you're going to be perfect because middle-aged dude, like Walmart commercials and blah, blah, blah. You watch commercials, there's more work for guys your age than there are, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, okay, cool. And then never heard from him ever again. So yeah, it was awesome.
I can't wait.
And then in the meantime, Holt and Bodart go, he puts them in a sci-fi movie as ambulance drivers and they get swallowed by a monster.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Cool. Yeah.
Yeah. Bodart played like a store clerk for someone buying a lottery ticket, you know, and he's like, you know, making change and stuff. And he was great. He looked great.
That's awesome.
I Same thing with voice work. Have you ever talked to a comedian who does voice work and you're like, I've always wanted to get into voice work. And they're like, yeah, it's a pretty tough field. Look at the time. I got to get going.
But it sounded amazing.
But, yeah, well, I have to leave now. I'm sorry I can't help you, Jeffrey. I have to leave.
Meanwhile,
at some place else you're not at.
No, the industry, though, like when it comes to stand-up comedy, and same with radio or whatever, writing, like it's like such a, like, it's so hard to get into it that when you get into it, you're so protective because you're like, I don't, if I get them in, they're going to take my spot and then I'm going to be the fucker. Whereas there's plenty of spots for lots of people.
Right.
But yeah, it's so hard to break into different fields that it's like, once you do, it's like, well, until I'm like set in this for like 10 years, I'm not helping fucking anyone because I don't want to put my job on the line because
absolutely.
Of,
yeah.
You know what else is competitive? Wireless earbuds. There's a lot of them out there. Like, it's a competitive market, but there's only one that I truly feel is the best, and that's Raycon wireless earbuds. Whether you're working from home or you're working on your fitness, you want what you're listening to be what you're listening to, not what your dumbass fiance or your selfish little kids are listening to. You want to listen to what you want to listen to. Everybody needs a great pair of wireless earbuds, but before you go dropping hundreds of dollars on a pair, you need to check out the wireless earbuds from Raycon. I'm wearing them right now. Can you guys see them? Nope, because they're pretty discreet. I have to turn
there. They are
side profile for you to see them.
Ooh, black too.
And they're comfortable as shit. Now they have blue and black. I think maybe some other colors, but like these, I have weird ass like shaped ear holes. So the ones with the stems, the other ones, like they slide out after a while. If I move my head too fast, you know, it falls out. I have to catch it. Like these, look at me right now. I'm just shaking my head. No, as fast as I can. They didn't move it an inch. They're awesome. And I forget they're in there. Sometimes I'm like, how is the sound getting in my ear hole? And I'm like, oh, I'm wearing the new model, the Everyday E25 earbuds. They're the best ones yet. And with 6 hours of playtime, seamless Bluetooth pairing, more bass, and a more compact design that gives you a nice noise isolating fit. Raycon's wireless earbuds are so comfortable. They're perfect for conference calls or binging podcasts because you can wear them forever. And they last 6 hours, so they got to be comfortable. I'll tell you this. Unlike some of the other wireless options, Raycon earbuds are both stylish and discreet. And I don't like the dangling things, like the stems or the wire things hanging out. You know what I mean? It's distracting. Like if you're looking at me and it's like a, let's say I'm trying to get an acting job in some sci-fi commercial and I'm doing a video audition through my agent that I stole from Bodart, and the other guy's wearing shit hanging out of his ears, I'm going to get the part. Guarantee that. You've heard me talk about this company for a while. Because you guys have. These guys haven't. I've been saving it. Jeff, you got your earbuds in the other day, and you don't have them synced up yet, but have you put them in your ear at least?
Oh, yeah.
And how comfortable are they compared to others?
Dude, they're great. I love them. Oh, like,
they're the best.
My son, I've been a fan for a while. My son asked for some for Christmas.
Mm.
I got him some for Christmas.
Oh, nice.
He loves them. He wears, like, in the morning, I'll wake him up, and he'll still have them in his ears. I'm like, dude, you got to take those out when you fall asleep. It's like, I didn't even realize they were still
in. You guys know who else loves them? Snoop Dogg, Cardi B, Melissa Etheridge, Brandy, J.R. Smith, and they're co-founded by Ray J, obviously, the Raycons.
What?
And, Just, hey, Austin. You got a pair. Go do yourself a favor. This is going to be the
they're great. Perfect. I've used them already.
Yeah, at some point, Christmas or whatever, you're going to have to get your significant other, your better half something. Boom. Raycons, right?
I bet she'll take mine before then. But I'll pick myself up a pair.
Well, now's the time to get the latest and greatest from Raycon. Get 15% off your order at buyraycon.com/funtown. That's buyraycon, B-U-Y-R-A-Y-C-O-N.com/funtown. Funtown for 15% off Raycon wireless earbuds. Buy Raycon.com/Funtown. They are really awesome. Like, I'm enjoying the hell out of them so far. I didn't buy a pair. I've used others before, but I had purposely not bought a pair because I hadn't found any that fit my weird ass ear holes.
The squishy tips are crucial because they sit in your ear a lot better. They're more snug.
I have one ear that's different than the, like, my left is different than the right. It's annoying.
Well, that's the thing.
Plugging in stuff.
Whose ear holes were the mold for those other ones? Because that's the weirdest shape.
Yeah, they're huge.
They make me self-conscious, whoever that was.
Yeah,
like mine aren't. Exactly. My ears are weird.
Yeah,
I can hear, but it doesn't matter.
I mean,
your holes are different.
mine came very easily. They were just like boom, right there. I opened it up and I was like, "Geez, look at this little thing. This little cool ass case. It was awesome." And they charged with this little cord. Boom! I just put it.
The packaging is very classy too. I'm big on packaging.
You can tell when you feel the packaging, like this is a quality product.
Yeah.
It's important. Yeah. Yeah. Jeff, you had a little story about getting your Raycons the other day.
Well, I was unaware that Raycon was going to be sponsoring us. The other day, I'm outside working in the yard. Kids are inside trying to avoid the heat and me because they know I'm going to ask them to help. I'm out working in the yard, and all of a sudden I see the FedEx truck backing into the driveway, and I'm like, what did we order now? I didn't order anything. Yeah, I didn't order anything this week. So
that's going to be on future delivery instructions. Please do not back into the driveway. My father will yell at all of us.
So I come in, 10 minutes later, and I was like, what did we order? And they go, I don't know. It's addressed to you. Can we open it? You know, the kids. Yeah, I don't give a crap. Open. Open up. Let's see what they got. So they open up, and there's this nice brown box, and they open up, and they're like, you got a set of Raycons? And I go, I did? And they go, yeah! And I go, awesome! Yes!
Yeah,
Daddy's bringing home the Raycons! So my son, who's had Raycons since Christmas, the oldest daughter, she has her Raycons from her birthday. The youngest daughter does not have any headphones whatsoever.
And she still doesn't.
Exactly.
So, I'm sorry, dude. I didn't mean to step on that. I thought, no, that's fine. I thought you were going to. Oh, shit. Well, I feel like.
So she's like, hey, I don't have any Raycons. And I'm like, yeah, neither do I. I don't know if you saw the package. It was addressed to Jeff Oske. And she goes, well, maybe can I use them? And I was like, probably not, because I don't want to share my ears with your grubby ears. No, you can't. So I go, and she starts to cry. So I'm kind of trying to save things, and I go, but you can use them when we go on vacation next week, but I want to use them first and try them out because they're mine, but I'll let you borrow them while we go on vacation. And my son then goes, I had to wait like 4 months and wait for Christmas to get mine, and she just gets a pair because they show up one day, and she didn't have to do anything for it. So now he's crying. She's crying. Shit. I'm going, what the? Did I do wrong? That goes on for 3 hours.
Did you tell him?
3 hours
of my daughter crying.
If he cries, my son got over it in
like 10 minutes. No. The girl did never get over it.
She'll remember in a couple months.
The next day, I'm out weeding. She goes, hey, have you you had a chance to check out those Raycons yet? I'm like, well, no, I've been pretty busy. I don't know if you've noticed, I'm out here weeding. Like, do you want to help? And she goes, oh, no, no. And I was like, well, like, if I wanted something, I would usually do something for my parent. You know, I would go above and beyond to try to, you know. And she goes, okay. And then just walked back in the house. Like she, but every day it's like, hey, have you gotten those Raycons out yet? I'm like, dude, I'm busy. I don't have time to get them out yet. But
look at the drama I called by forgetting to tell everybody to expect a pair of Raycon earbuds coming your way.
Oh, my gosh. Like, seriously, like, no, go to your, if you're going to behave like this, go to your room. It got to that point where with both of them, like two crying kids, like then the oldest one's like, well, in all honesty, Elijah did wait. Hey, you stay out of it. I already got two kids crying.
Elijah went and got a lawyer, apparently. Elijah lawyered up in his whole. What was he hoping to get out of this? What do you think he's going to weasel a second pair? Was this
no,
purely
he
to block
just doesn't want her to have any.
Oh, wow.
Like, he is the ultimate. He'll be a politician. Like,
yeah.
I don't care if I don't care if I get one as long as that motherfucker doesn't.
He was just flexing a power move on her. That's
oh yeah.
That's maniacal. Yeah. That's what happens when you can't see colors. You start doing stuff like that, Jeff. You need to get some light in that boy's life right now.
I feel horrible, but like it's like
because he's colorblind. He's fucking so Austin straight for the throat. Justin, yeah. I see you, when you got started, you passed a little bag of some leafy substance there. Was that weed?
Oh, no.
It's what is it?
Organic catnip. Ooh. Grind it up. Which I do grow my own catnip.
What?
We have catnip plants outside, which is so funny because you can just plant the weed and cats will sense it and come over. Like, I've caught the neighbor cat several times eating at it. And then I pull in the driveway and it's like, oh gosh, and fumbles around and takes off.
So but, catnip yes. is a plant? I always thought it was like synthetic made like bath salts or something.
It looks like a lemon balm or like a mint plant, like an herb.
And it gets them high?
I don't even really understand what it does. It has this chemical called, I don't know, nepple tackletone. I'm just going to call it neppy. Nippy maybe.
Yeah.
Cats
that sounds like the drug from the first RoboCop. Hey, all the kids are on the nippy. Yeah.
That's the second one, right? Nuke?
Yeah, Nuke. That's what it was. Yeah.
The second one. Kane.
Fucking Austin on point.
You want to talk about some nerd shit? Let's
can
go,
you yes. pronounce nepetacalatone?
I can't.
Okay, hey, neither.
I got an idea. Why don't we get some of those colorblind glasses?
What are those?
Haven't you seen these?
No.
You can put them, like people who are colorblind, they put the glasses on and they can see colors.
Really? Oh, I thought you were going to say it was worked in reverse. Like if I put them on, I'm colorblind. I'd be like, those are the worst glasses of all time.
That's just, I don't know. Drink a bunch of beer.
Blue blocker. Like,
that's not a gift.
This is a real thing. Like people that are colorblind can get glasses to make them see color.
Reaction, it's pretty sweet.
Jeff, we got
to
get your.
I want him to go another 8-9 years so he really appreciates it.
Oh my! You should get him and just put him on the mantle.
Well, for your 18th birthday, I give you the gift of the color blue.
Get him for the girls.
Jeff, we know your son is deaf, but we have the technology now to correct it. Give him 9 more years. I want to make sure he appreciates.
He needs to earn it.
These sounds that birds
we
make.
We should do that though.
I didn't even know that was possible. That's incredible.
Figure that out. I'm
probably like $3,500 a pair.
Well, do they want an ad? Do they want Jeff's son to see blue? Hit us up.
We are approaching an age where, like, they're going to fix everything. I just read this article where they say they're getting close to figuring out a way to greatly reduce the aging process in humans because they've been experimenting on wheat and because it's easy to manipulate wheat cells, I guess. So they like have been successful in it, in the modeling process of it. So they're pretty sure it's going to work on wheat. And if it does, like it's the first major step to slowing down the aging process for humans. And so it's conceivable in your guys' kids' lifetime that you know, it can extend the human life another 10 or 15 years.
What a horrible idea.
Yeah, look at all the problems we already have because of overpopulation. Like,
it's going to be 10 or 15 bad years, I bet. It won't be good ones.
That's going to be the beginning of the end. You can't, like, why would you even pursue that? You know what I mean? Just for medicine alone, we're already extending the lifetime greatly from three generations ago.
That's a cash cow. 10 or 15 more years of people just maxing out their insurance on medications and stuff.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
I just see people trying this medicine or whatever it is, and then they end up like, what, Indiana Jones 3, The Last Crusade. Poorly. Yeah. And someone just like immediately turns to a skeleton and dust. Like, that's what you get for trying to live forever.
That would be the bitch of it, is you don't look any younger, you just last longer. You know, so
I can't die.
I'll tell you what, who's not going to live forever? Me. I wrecked my bike on the way home from work, went right up and over the handlebars, and I got to tell you, I've never felt more 36 years old in my life. Like, I thought the 2 minutes right after was like my birthday all over again, pretty much. But right now, I'm really feeling, I feel like I'm 50.
What probably kind of motorcycle do you have?
I don't have a motorcycle, Jeff. I have a bicycle.
Oh, my bad.
Jeff just tried to make your story way more cool.
Yeah. Sorry, Jeff. I appreciate that.
How did it so happen that you ended up going over the said handlebars? I can't wait to hear.
All right. So I'm in the bike lane. Okay. That's where.
What street are we on? Like, I want to picture it. I know our fans have no idea, but tell me.
We're on Illinois heading north.
Let's do it.
Just dropping down into that Meridian Kessler area.
Beautiful.
There's a car out front, not a car. It's a large truck. It looks like it might even be a dump bed, for any of the listeners at home familiar with said work vehicles. There's a work crew doing something. I come up on some gravel. It's not gravel. Surprise. It's like fucking moon rock, craggly death stuff. And I try to weave in between them, but, yeah, I'm not that nimble anymore. Plus, I weigh about 220, so that's a lot to get up on a bike. And I turned too hard and just flipped. The bike flipped over with me. Oh my God. This bike. I pop up. The first thing I see is like a pretty strong Hispanic woman who started asking me if I was okay in Spanish. So I was just like, yeah, no problemo, me gusta, which my wife said doesn't even mean I'm good. It means I like, apparently, is what she said.
Yeah, you're better. I like. You like falling?
Yeah. I was like surprised, pain. Though. I was speaking Spanish immediately after an accident. Concerned, like I broke something up in my head at that point. But yeah, it was pretty hair-raising. Harrowing, I think, was a fair word.
I love the bike lane because I treat it like my own personal turn lane.
Yeah.
Like there's one on Allisonville Road, right the intersection that I turn right on to go to my house. And no one ever uses it, right? It's for bikes. And I'm like, fuck, I'm like 20 cars deep. Nobody's over there. Turn lane. And I turn right. And people look at me like I am the fucking devil. And I'm just like, hey,
how's it going, you're guys? Not supposed to do that, Todd. That's why there's really copiers on you that you're doing stuff like that.
One of these days there'll be a cop in the other, like, side of the intersection. Cops
park in bike lanes all the damn time, and it's annoying as shit because you can't say anything to them. Yeah, I mean, if they're just out there, if you come on by, what are you going to say to a cop?
If you just ran straight into it and said, excuse me. Left.
Better yet, run straight into it and fucking hey, hand me that tort claim piece of paper that you guys all have to keep in your glove box, because every cop has to keep a tort claim form in his glove box for that
what
reason.
What is that?
It's a tort claim is like the first step in civil litigation. So, like, if you sue the government, you have to file what's called a tort claim. It's just this little official form. And then a lot of times there's like a minimum threshold of, well, under this certain amount, we don't go to court. We just pay out. So little tip, for anybody that comes across a car parked in a bark in a bike lane.
So it's not, like a citizen's arrest, basically.
No, can it's the beginning of like saying, hey, I'm going to sue the government if you don't pay me something.
It's the beginning of I know about that dangerous little piece of paper in your glove box. So
yeah,
get
that out.
Get daddy some money. Like playing a little, like playing pull tabs pretty much. That's, is that what we're talking about? $500? How much?
Yeah, it's pretty much, it is. It's like a little, yeah, it's like a pull tab for sure.
Yeah, I think I broke a rib or something. I don't know. I'm sitting weird though. This is the most natural position I can achieve right now.
I mean, it hurt when I wrecked my bike when I was a little kid. I can't imagine doing it at 35, let alone my age at 49. I would.
Yeah, and it's like weighing six kids when you hit the ground too. So it's awful. It's not. There's no rollout.
Oh, plus all the humiliation of everybody seeing it.
I know. Oh, yeah. Wreck your bike in Meridian Kessler.
Oh, all those rich people just like bicycles.
Yeah.
Because you lose flexibility, right? The older you get.
Yeah.
And my worst fear now is my loss of flexibility. I'm going to have to start doing yoga or something to get my confidence back. Because I always like my worst fear is it's not getting into a fight for the sake of getting into a fight. It's because I know at some point I'm going to look stupid because something's going to pop or, you know what I mean? I'm like, the fight won't even get started because I'll like rear back and it'll be and my back will go out and I'll just be rolling around on the ground. Yeah, it's my
life. I found that like once I got over about 35, you just can't move anything real quick. Like you can't grab stuff. That's
Do any of you guys get like spasms on your side? Like say you're sitting in your car and you reach in the back seat and you reach too long and it's like good. And so then you're just like there's a spasm and you can't do anything. And it takes forever for that to like
you're stuck reaching back.
It's like you have to pull back right away because the pain is so bad when you reached.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm like, cool, I guess I'm not in shape.
It's because I have no core. I have no core. It's just mashed potatoes.
My core used to be.
Yeah. I do. When I put on my shoes, sometimes I'll sit at the side of the bed and it's always my left shoe. The right shoe goes on okay, but when I get to that left shoe, right before I get it on, it feels like my shoulders, both shoulders are going to separate and I'll have to stop for a second and then I'll just kind of kick it on with the other foot to complete the heel.
Yeah, that's scary, bad. Todd. You were a cop for a long time. I'll tell you what, I'm going to give cops more shit if they're all in your type of shape.
I told you about when I bust my ass on a foot pursuit, right? For like my 14 hours in the car trying to find the guy, finally find him, my legs fall asleep and I get out and I'm like with my gun out falling to the ground like a fucking idiot.
Oh, that's so great they let him come out and
this was his make-a-wish.
I don't need my chair, I'll chase him on foot.
I got him.
Yeah, so I just see no reason for prolonging life longer than it already is. It's just going to get worse.
Jeff, you seem like you're in shape, though. You seem like you mentioned doing enough manual labor. You're probably just kind of permanently in shape now, aren't you?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, God, no. I'm a tubby piece of shit. Like,
But that's just.
No, I think you still have that landscaper gear.
No.
How long did it take for you to lose that? Because I know when you were like landscaping every day.
3 weeks. I was in the best shape of my life, and now I'm back. I weigh the most I've ever weighed. And I'm at like 230 right now.
Pandemic times.
Did you maintain the landscaper's diet when you gave up landscaping, meaning just early morning gas station food? And
Actually, it got worse. When I went to work at Bob and Tom, less than 20 feet from my office is a fully stocked green room that with everything legit. From like seven different kinds of nuts, 12 different kinds of crackers, three different kinds of cheeses, bagels. All the
pop you can think of.
All the pop you can drink, bagels, chips, snacks.
Snickers
and a basket full of mini Snickers, Hershey's.
It's bad. You feel like you have to take something when you're in there. You're like, well, I guess I'll have a sandwich and everything else.
Whenever I'm in there, I'm like, all right, I have to have like one of everything. It's such a great selection.
There's like, yeah, how many different kinds of cheeses do we have?
Yeah.
Like, and then, need a little bit of everything.
And then there's been some mornings when like I'll go in and like I'll make me a breakfast sandwich and then I'll be eating it when Mark gets back and I've totally forgot I had ordered Starbucks. So he gives me another breakfast sandwich and I'm like, oh, I forgot I had already ordered one because I'm so hungry. So, and then they just have a, they have salted Planters peanuts, which is my downfall. And I eat so many that I honestly feel like it's responsible for about 35 of the 55 pounds I put on.
Dude, this is how bad I'm getting. Marnie the other day was like, it was last weekend. She goes, we're going to, do you want to go to Sam's place, which is our favorite like go-to place to go to at bar and to eat for like brunch? And I was like, yeah, give me about 15 minutes. So I went out to the bar in the backyard and I got as high as I could get because I knew like we don't get to go out and eat very often and I'm going to take full advantage of it because their portions are so huge. So I'm like prepping myself and it was the first time I've ever been there where I ate everything on all the plates. I mean, and I could have eaten more. Yeah. It's incredible. Like that's a real PED. Like if you're a, like a competitive food eater. For sure. That's a PED.
Definitely go there.
Now, Jess, you work out, right?
I do. But I also work out so I can support my bad habit of eating all the sugar I can handle. Like I just, let's see, we went to Oldenburg 2 weeks ago and at the old time shop there, because it's like a little German town, you go in and it has, I mean, it's like an old school little mini mart and they sell a bag of marshmallows like you'd get in Lucky Charms. So it's an entire bag of just the marshmallows, ate it in 2 days.
Holy cow.
Also did not go to the bathroom the rest of the week.
Oh my God.
Urine still- or feces?
Oh, I peed. Everything else, I was just like, oh, my belly.
Oh my God.
That's how I operate. If it's in the house, it's gone. How Little Debbie's will not survive. Yes. It is. If you like have
a cereal bag?
If you had a cereal bag, maybe 3/4 of a cereal bag.
Just marshmallows.
Just marshmallows.
And it tiny, shrunken like, marshmallows.
It was still so amazing. I was putting stuff on ice cream. I'm like, what else can I eat these marshmallows with? Waking up in the morning, breakfast. It was just a handful here.
I didn't
here.
Realize this was a candy topping that you were treating these guys.
Well, I was like, we have them. I got to use it. Donnie had a bag. He would eat like a handful and be like, oh, it's just so sweet. I can't have that many of them. I'm like, really? So then I end up eating the rest of his.
Are you just like completely desensitized to anything being too sweet?
Yes.
Are you one of the, yeah.
Like I could eat, if, like I said, Little Debbie Swiss cake rolls are the devil to me because, well, I love them. But if I buy the box, they're gone by the next morning.
Really?
Like they don't last 24 hours. And then Donnie's always like, I didn't even get one. And I'm like, you knew this would happen. It's been like 12 years. You know I'm going to eat them all. So what he does now is he tries to grab one and like hide it in the freezer or something.
Smart move.
No, he's got to eat it there. See, Don's doing that old school when you give your buddy a snack and he saves it for later bullshit. And he's just got to get in on the assault with you and just mow down on those things.
Because if it's still in the freezer a week later, I'll be nice. I'm like, well, I guess
save it's it for
yeah. He didn't want it.
Yeah, if he wanted, he would have eaten it by now.
Yeah. So Marnie
Marnie gets fucking so crazy if I like, I'll just take the whole bag of peanut M&Ms or the whole container of chocolate covered almonds and just sit in bed with it on my chest and eat from it while I'm watching the movie or whatever. And she'll start freaking out after about 5 minutes, she's like, grabs it, put it up. You've had enough. And I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, I'm 49 years old. I'll eat this whole thing. I don't care. Life does not get better after 49. Who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? This, the quicker I can get this over with, the better. And I'm going out happy. I'm going to eat this whole thing.
Well, is she upset because there's crumbs in the bed? Because I can't stand one crumb getting in those sheets. Like I will feel it and freak out. And it's like, well, let me shake out the sheets.
I will say this one time, I don't mean to get graphic, but we were kind of going at it, you know, and having a little sex. And at one point she reached back like with her hands like under the pillow, and she came back and like mid stroke pulls it. She's like, "What the fuck is this?" And it was, she had like a handful of Cinnamon Toast Crunch that I had smoked in the bed. And I was like, "Oh, it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. By the way, we're out of milk." Just freaking...
That's my nightmare.
She got so mad.
Poor Marty.
Because I will. Sometimes I fall asleep and the little bowl falls over. And then I try to clean it up and evidently some got under the pillow.
That's funny.
You're like a little kid. Just cover it all. Just cover it all.
Oh, yeah.
I'll lay a pillow over it.
The worst used to be Bomb Pops for me, because I would like bring the whole box of Bomb Pops and set them on the nightstand, and I would put like four of them across my chest, and I would just eat. I would eat the whole box in one sitting.
Oh, wow.
Like, I don't know how many, I don't forget how many are in there, like 10 or something. Why are you
putting them all on your chest to get them to
I like
them?
The cool.
Warm them up.
Yeah. 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 It gets them because I like them just a little melty.
What are you, like, a Bomb Pop themed Batman villain? just wearing them? Did you make the bomb puns while eating them too?
Like,
was this
like when Matt Holt lived with me and I lived in Shelbyville in that house, I had this Tupperware, like, you know, those big Tupperware storage containers you get at Walmart, like the bluish gray ones. And I had one just sitting next to my bed because I think I had, when I moved there, I had, that was the last bit of clothes to unpack. And I just never put that anywhere else. It just stayed next to my bed. And at one point I had that thing like 3/4 of the way full with Bomb Pop wrappers. I probably took me 8 months or something, but just eating Bomb Pops in bed and then throwing the wrapper into the Walmart storage container.
That's a lot of Bomb Pops. Yeah. This went deep.
Sticks and sticks and wrappers, like 3/4 of the way full.
I didn't even think about the sticks. I bet those are gross. That's probably the equivalent of a dip spitter.
Yeah.
That Bomb Pop stick.
I had to throw the container. I just threw it away because all the Bomb Pop sticks were so stuck. You couldn't get them off. Like, they would break in half me trying to peel them up. Yeah. They'd been there a long time.
Look how far you've come, Todd.
Yeah. Look at me.
You're going to get married. Who would have thought? Not Matt Holt when he saw your Bomb Pop Tupperware. That's incredible. Yeah.
I'm a savage when it comes to snacks. Yeah.
Oh, man. Pop is, I would drink so much Mountain Dew. And then I was like, I know it'll be better. I'll switch to Diet Mountain Dew. No, it's still killing my teeth. But I was having like 6 or 7 a day. And I've already had kidney stones before. And that definitely doesn't help it.
Now, yeah. Jeff, you like Mountain Dew as well, don't you?
Oh, yeah. I have 6 or 7 before 6 a.m. Like, instead of coffee.
Todd, you're a Mountain Dew guy.
I love it.
That country living.
It's a fight for me not to.
Love Mountain Dew.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, I mean, everyone likes Mountain Dew, but it's big in the heartland for sure.
Not many of my friends were allowed to have Mountain Dew. And I'm like, why? Lame.
That lush Jess.
Yeah, they come over on a Friday for a slumber party. They know what's up. Pizza and Mountain Dew.
I used to take Mountain Dews and I would put like 3 in the freezer and just constantly check on them until, you know, I could slush it around a little bit and feel that there's ice in there. Oh, yeah. And then I would pour all 3 into this giant cup thing I had. And then I would like have a Mountain Dew, like slushy. It was the greatest thing in the world.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cold Mountain Dew is pretty good. Right out of the can. Mm-hmm. I admit it.
They've got Game Fuels. They got a whole new level of Mountain Dew.
Game Fuel?
It's got a cool, like, open the top, though. Like, instead of the usual tab, you just pop open. You, like, have to, which I have to get a knife to do it. You pop it up and you slide it back so you can close it again. So it's like a can you can constantly open and close.
Huh. Holy shit.
And it's got vitamins in it.
I bet it does.
I figured one day they would just have one that had like a siphon hose, like for us hillbillies, like you're siphoning gas, and it's just
connect it to the vein,
like a Mountain Dew Camel Pack.
Yeah.
Just like strap it on like a backpack with the little hose coming around. Love that.
I have so much energy. You guys want to go another mile? Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, last week, Stouffer's, who I didn't even know was in the mac and cheese game, has released a mac and cheese dispenser. Like, it's a big, like, it keeps your mac and cheese warm, and you just go up with a bowl and, like, open the spigot, and it just comes out into your bowl and close
it off. Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's kind of like RoboCop food.
It is. It is. You're right. Wait until Golden Corral gets a load of that.
Is it meant for your home, or is this like a restaurant gimmick?
I believe it's for family reunion, like bigger gatherings where you're gonna go
weddings.
Yeah, I can see it. I could definitely see it at being Maggie's wedding. We're definitely gonna have
a mac and cheese bar where it just sort of
it's like a margarita machine. You just
at our wedding, all of our food is coming dispensed. That's the only way you can get it.
Oh, that's fantastic. You should have somebody just like with a big syringe serving mashed potatoes to people.
I mean, we have fucking
chicken or beef.
People are going to live longer. We have glasses that fix color blindness. We have mac and cheese, space age dispensers. What? The world's getting good.
Mountain Dew with vitamins.
I've had that before back when I used to landscape. I would open with the Mountain Dew morning breakfast drink they have. That's the fuel thing that Jess was talking about. And then I would get another 1 liter Mountain Dew, throw it in the cooler for about 10 a.m. when I need my first burst of I would drink that. Like, I would seriously drink that and probably anywhere from 6 to 12 bottled waters in a day, and then still not pee at the end of the day. That's how much I'm sweating shit out.
Really? Wow. Yeah. That's incredible.
Yeah.
Dude, crazy. Now I'm just so much of my childhood's flashing back. Just a nice cold Mountain Dew and a fried bologna sandwich.
Did you ever have Tang or the generic Tang?
What was the generic Tang?
Yeah,
I think I liked it better.
Yeah,
it's really? Sunny Delight, Sunny Ooh. D. I think we had Tang occasionally.
I loved making Tang with too much Tang, and then you would have like this Tang slur at the bottom of your glass. That as after you finished off your Tang, you would get like this avalanche. A slow moving avalanche of Tang slur down
that hot shot.
Yeah.
I would get in trouble because I was a big Fun Dip kid. You know, the Fun Dips with the little candy sticks that you would stick into the powdered sugar, basically. And then when I would run out of their colored sugar stuff, I would go to the cabinet and grab the container of Tang, and I would dip it into the Tang, and my mom would catch me every time. She would get so pissed off. She's like, quit dipping your spin sticks into the Tang.
Spin sticks. They really are spin sticks.
Toddy, get out of the Tang.
I'm like, when you have a cupboard full of Tang, does it really matter?
Now, I'm sure me and Todd played at one time at the same baseball fields over at Triton, the old Triton school, where they had like a little shack. And the thing back in my day was you go up after the game and order a suicide.
Oh, yes.
You'd be suicide. And they just down the line.
Tickle those one of everything. Carl,
but it always tasted like Red Pop.
It did. It tastes just like Red Pop every time, no matter what. Yeah. Like you weren't cool. Like if you're one of those kids, you'd be like, oh, I have a Coke. You're like, pussy, I'll have a suicide.
I don't think they even serve somebody a suicide now. I just don't feel like it's in our culture anymore.
I feel like it probably had to change the name.
Kamikaze.
Yeah.
I don't know if Kamikaze is what they changed it to.
No.
You know, I think that's what they call it.
You just made a little more.
Hey, I mean, they got mad about suicide, and everyone's expecting us to do better. But what if we go worse? They won't see it coming. Like a kamikaze.
All you did was make it a more powerful version. Like you were a thesaurus. You give me a better word for suicide. Kamikaze.
Oh. I'll have an assassination of JFK, please.
This has been a fun one.
Yeah, my God.
All right. Well, glad everybody was in a good mood. There's no reason for us to be in a good mood, but it worked out that way. So,
Austin, awesome. I hope you feel okay tomorrow.
Yeah, you know what, guys, it's always worse. Wreck your bike more. I'll tell you what,
I hope you can walk tomorrow, but you should definitely send us a video of how you walk tomorrow.
At least it didn't fuck up your moneymaker. Like your face is still no scars on the face.
No. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I heard that helmet slide for a while too. And I got to say, wear a helmet that's not even a joke. Wear a fucking helmet when you ride a bike, because we're all not as smart as we think we are.
That's right. CTE is a real thing.
And we don't need to get any dumber.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week. Go get you some Raycon wireless earbuds. Buy raycon.com/funtown. We are out.